I'm Brendan Brooks with three things to know right now. The partial government shutdown is in its 27th day, and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is asking the president not to come to Congress to deliver his State of the Union address scheduled for the end of the month. Meanwhile, the White House announced yesterday that the president signed a bill providing back pay to federal employees affected by the shutdown once the government reopens. A man was shot in the face last night in North Philadelphia in a robbery that netted the thieves $20. The 61-year-old man was robbed and shot on North 22nd Street near Cambria at around 8:30. He's in stable condition. Police have surveillance video to work with as they search for the gunman. Closing arguments begin this morning in the murder trial of the man accused of killing Temple University student Jenna Burley a year and a half ago. Testimony wrapped up yesterday after putting character witnesses on the stand, including the mother of defendant Joshua Huppertertz, his brother, and a friend who called the defendant peaceful. Sports, the Flyers beat the Bruins. Temple basketball, the Owls beat East Carolina. LaSalle falls to George Washington. The eyewitness weather forecast, clouds move in this afternoon. Light snow developing late this evening, high 34. Tonight, snow likely about an inch in Philadelphia, 1 to 3 to the north and west, and a low of 31. Tomorrow, a wintry mix through mid-morning, then mostly cloudy and a high of 45. Depend on us for all news and all that matters to you. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app or ask Alexa to play KYW News Radio.